This is Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 152 for Monday, May 11th, 2015. This is Brian.
This is Lisa.
This is the Anderson Penn's Radio Network.
Cool.
All right, so first things first, this is Monday, not Tuesday, and we'll get into that in a little bit. But we're doing it a day early this week.
Mixing it up,
keeping you
on your toes and confused, just like us.
So, first off, most importantly, yesterday was Mother's Day, and
you cooked twice. It was so cool.
I cooked like three times this week, and I'm totally exhausted. I don't know how you do it.
I love it. Yep, Brian made me. We slept in. On Sunday, and Brian made me this huge, yummy, healthy omelet. It was awesome for breakfast.
Well, I haven't made an omelet in I don't know how long.
I know. We need to get you back into practice. That's what I'm thinking.
With an omelet, you got to have, it's not even 2 minutes in, and we're talking about food.
where's Tim Gertler to keep track of time?
You gotta have something. Saturday we had the big bonfire at the house, and not the house wasn't on fire, but
we had a little party
in the fire pit, and we got the grill out for the first time this year, and our assistant Dave and his wife and daughter came over, and some other friends of ours who are a big help. We had a good time, so we cooked up, and so yesterday I had some leftover, some vegetables and some meat stuff to put in the omelet, so it was good.
And then you cooked up the rest of the hamburgers and hot dogs and such that we didn't eat on Saturday. You cooked those up on Sunday, so that was awesome.
Yep. Yeah, repetition is good, so.
I love the summer because you do a lot more of the cooking. You grill out a lot. I'm not good with the grill.
And I'm good with that because especially when there's friends over, it's a lot of fun. So we have a beverage and we chat and talk about all sorts of things. So.
What you need to share is that we bought you a new grill, and it's like twice as big as the old one, and it's got different layers, and it's got a whole separate little burner. And
the previous grill was maybe 15, was my dad's, and it was maybe 15, pushing 20 years old. And so there were parts of it that were rusting away, and it still worked, but
it needed to go.
it had definite hot spots. So you put a burger there, in like a frozen burger would get done in 2 minutes, and then a thawed burger would take 15 minutes, like 2 inches away. So anyway, it's a great grill.
Love it. It is. We were very excited when we got it last year.
So, we had a full day at the store, came back, had some fun. And, so happy Mother's Day to everybody out there.
Lamont. Yeah.
The reason we're doing this tonight. Tomorrow.
Killer reason.
Yes. So it's been a busy month with visitors at the store, and it's always fun. Love to give a warm Wisconsin welcome to those who do make it. And tomorrow afternoon,
Wait. Is that like a www warm Wisconsin welcome?
Or just www, yeah.
Nice.
Warm Wisconsin welcome to Ken Jones, Vice President of YAFA.
And, oh my God.
If you listen to the podcast before, we talk about Ken all the time. We love him. He's a great guy.
I can't wait till he gets to Appleton. I wish we could have a big mariachi band or something, meet him at the airport. That'd be awesome.
We can figure something out. Let's see what we can do.
Oh, how about the little shoot band?
The little shoot band? Well, it's during the business day. So.
Yeah.
But Ken Jones from YAFA is coming up to visit for the first time. So we're going to be busy making the place all nice and
It's all nice and dark.
It is. It's always
It'll be good for Kenny to see the store. He hasn't been up to see the store. He sent our sales rep Ross up over last summer. I think that the store surprises people. It's bigger than people expect. And I think it'll be good for Kenny to see, you know, what it is we talk about and, you know, all sorts of cool stuff. And see the town. And yeah, it'll be good.
Yeah. And well, I guess one of the reasons he's coming up, well, he happens to be in the area. But we recently...
Which is funny. He's like, got to come up anyway for some other business-related thing. Like, really? To Appleton? How weird.
Yeah, nobody comes to Appleton. Nobody does.
Well, a lot of people do, actually. We're big in Minneapolis. We get a lot of carpooling.
One of the reasons we just brought on, and we don't actually, I don't believe it's up live on the website yet. We just brought on Hugo Boss. So Hugo Boss has come out with a line of writing instruments and men's and accessories, essentially.
The pens are nice. I'm really impressed with the men's accessories, more than I thought I would be. I think that the pens are great. I think that they're very masculine. They're going to make great gifts. I was surprisingly impressed with the notebooks and the little binders, the keychains, some of the really cool integrated USB sticks. I mean, there's some cool
stuff. Yeah, it's creative. So some of the stuff is real creative. It's not, I wouldn't necessarily call it it's more of a gift kind of thing. A dedicated pen person may or may not get into it, but they're very neat. They're very neat, neat looking writing instruments. You gotta have something like that when you have a store. So, Ken's going to come up and take a look at that. And
well, you know, if you've got, even if you're into fountain pens, sometimes you want a nice notebook for a meeting or, you're going to a conference or something and you want to bring something that's, better than just a cheap notebook from Staples. This is a nice business-looking professional notebook and binder. And if you commute a lot or do a lot on the computer, I think the USB stick, just I think those are cool.
And for a lot of people, you need a if you have nice fountain pens and you don't want to give them out to somebody, you have a ballpoint. So that might work. There are some really, really neat ones. I really do. Actually, there is one model. I believe it's called the Pure, that if it was in a fountain pen, I would actually seriously consider it. It's a really neat pattern. Most of the pens have some kind of textural feel to the body and the barrel, so it's not just another plain metal pen. Most of them have some very unique texture to them, or you know, carbon fiber look or something like that. So they're very cool. They're very neat. So
I would like you to confess that you and Dave were oohing and aahing over some of the ballpoints and roller balls.
The pure ballpoint, the one we have sitting out front, is really neat. And it comes with a matching keychain.
813, Brian said, I like a ballpoint. Now, these are really cool. We knew that it was going to be exclusive. There are only, I don't know, 15, maybe 20 retailers in the country. And it was nice to be included in that. We weren't sure what to expect. I mean, you know, Hugo Boss is pretty well known, but they did a nice job out of the gate. I was impressed.
Yeah, everything's pretty well put together. So for a company that's not used to writing instruments and those types of things, they did a good job. So
I thought it was funny that some of the big stores like Neiman Marcus and Macy's and such, they, even if they carry the Hugo Boss clothing, they go through an approval process to get the pens. I just thought that was the funniest thing when Kenny told us.
So, yeah. Anyway. And we got automatically approved. So.
Yeah, that was kind of cool. Like Neiman Marcus had to ask and Kenny's like, hey, you're getting this. We will have it up on the site hopefully by this weekend. We've got a couple other things we're trying to get up as well. And we'll tell you about why it was delayed and now it's coming together a little bit when we talk about what happened yesterday.
Well, why don't we jump right into that?
All right. We Carpenter had, Joe made another appearance.
Oh my goodness. I don't have my applause thing here handy, but that, just imagine there's a raving applause for Carpenter Joe. So.
Yeah, we had him install a bookcase, another ink bookcase, back in late February, early March, and Joe's great. He comes in, does his thing, and he's gone before you even realize he's there. It's like, oh, there's a bookcase. We told him what we wanted for the tables in the office, and we've been waiting for about 2 months. He's slammed. Then he went on vacation. Who goes on vacation to Florida for like a week? So unfair. But anyway, he was having a hard time getting to the store during regular work hours because he's just playing catch up. So we offered to come in on Sunday, and he brought them in, set them up. Boom, done. And it's so nice to have the office.
They're beautiful. He does such a
with
nice
bigger,
job.
Longer tables. And now I can hopefully get a little more work done.
Of course, I walk in this afternoon and there's stuff all over tables. They're not in there 24 hours. And there's,
what are you saying?
I'm just saying there's stuff all over the place. So I'm supposed to be moving, graduating things in there.
Well, until you are, then I've moved all over. I need the room.
No, I'm real grateful that we have it set up there, and you've got a nice place to work. So it's beautiful. It really looks nice.
Well, we also had to clean out one storage area and move it into another storage area. So the office and the new tables, we kind of pulled everything out of the room so Joe could put the tables in there, and then we just kind of threw it back into the office so that we could keep the sales floor clear.
Yep.
It's all good. We're very excited. It's we're making great progress and very, very cool.
Yeah, got some exciting things going on this year. So, what else? We're going to kind of keep this kind of short tonight, just because.
We are giving something away.
Yes, and I put the blog post up last week, and Lisa's got it in her hot little hands.
These are
the paper blanks planner giveaway.
And the recent one or the other?
While you talk about that, I'm going to actually put the link here in the
notes. Paper blanks is a brand of journal we've just started carrying a couple months ago. They are phenomenal, great for fountain pens, nice thick heavy paper, absolutely gorgeous covers. And as a thank you, our sales rep sent us two little mini planners. And I already have a big planner that I love. And we decided that we should give them away. So all you need to do is write in. No email, no social media, no drama. Just write in.
No drama. No drama.
We don't need any more drama. I hate it when we give things away and people complain. I just don't get it. Write in and tell us why you want it, what you would do with it. We've already gotten some really good responses, some cute answers, some funny answers. So just write in with a fountain pen, please, and tell us what you would do with it. Would you keep it? Would you give it to somebody? These run from July of 2015 through the end of 2016. 18 months of organizational yumminess. And you can quote me.
I think I need one.
You need a bigger one. We've already talked about this. You need a slightly different layout. But let me see what these are.
Yeah, I don't know what options they
this
have.
This is a week at a time horizontal format. So I don't know if you can see that. But that's what it looks like.
Okay, so you got, hang on, keep holding that up there. You got 5 days on, 4 days on the left, 3 days on the right.
Mm-hmm.
Plus micro notes. Yeah, the nice, and it's in, what's the size of it? You got a tape measure there so people can see it?
I don't.
Okay.
Well, it's a mini size. It'll be up on the site under the mini. I do like that it has a little extra removable address book, so you could just toss that in your purse or keep that at the desk. And it's got extra note pages, a little memento pouch in the back. Every one of them does. That's very cool. Two ribbon page markers.
There's two?
Two. That's so you can keep one on my birthday and one on whatever else you need to keep track of.
The anniversary?
There you go. All sorts of reference pages, international holidays, and
oh, really?
World time zones. Oh, yeah. Need a time zone? There you go. International dialing codes. Hey, we can call Michelle and Ariel. I know the international code for Argentina now.
What is it?
54-101-54.
All right. So we have two of them. We're going to give both of them away. Contest runs ongoing now until around Tuesday, June 16th, which would be the day, our normal day of our podcast that week. Now, of course, if we do decide to move the podcast that week to a Monday or Wednesday or what have you, then we'll do it that day. So, but get it in international, of course, encourage, but mail them now if they don't get in. So you got over a month.
The idea is that we end the contest and we mail it out to you, and you still have time to start on July 1st.
There you go. So it's fun. They're you know, if you haven't seen them before, you got to check them out. You'll see why Lisa and I both really, really like them. I've got one in my briefcase. It's just so neat. Every time I touch it, I'm like, that's really a cool idea. So
every time you walk into the store, you play with the fixture when you walk past.
I do. Yeah. There's a new one that I haven't seen every time. I mean, I've seen them, but you know, we went through the catalog and we picked, we'll take these. But when you see them in person,
they're gorgeous.
It's more, you know, tactile feel for them. So,
yep.
But anyway, so there it is. Paper Blake's planner giveaway. Set it in. And of course, the obvious rule, well, no emails. But use a fountain pen and tell us what pen and ink you used. So we got one today.
That.
It was, what was the one today? It was like some kind of weird lime green or something, light green. What was that
soft
one?
Mint. Soft mint. It was soft mint.
That was
and
weird.
Operation
color.
Overlord Orange. Well, soft mint is similar to the J. Herbin Diabolo Menth, which is very similar to Tiffany Blue.
Yes. Yeah, that I know. But not that I've ever been in trouble, and actually I happen to have a Tiffany box right here for people to see if they don't know what color that is. So.
Didn't I give that to you?
You did. Yeah, I didn't actually get that on my own.
Awesome.
Accord.
Anyway, let's just move on.
All right.
We have a lot of cool stuff to talk
about. We got a couple new stuff, a couple new things, and
This is kind of hard for us. We don't normally do little commercials and infomercials, and we don't ramble on too much about ourselves. We hate that, but we've got some cool stuff coming.
Yeah, we got some cool stuff in.
We're excited.
And let's just hit it. First All off, right. in the store, if you're in locally, we're having a big sale. Some things, whatever we can put on online, if it's a discontinued item, we will. So,
but some prices are so low, it's.
Yeah, I can't put it online. So, but as we make, I'm joking with some of our friends that come in the store, and I say, you know, the more you buy, the more I can put out, because we only have so much room on the clearance table. So, but we're finding stuff every day. There's a box in the office that had like all these little leather pen cases. I don't know where they came from.
I do.
Like singles and doubles and.
Mm-hmm.
Did you buy?
So they're on the clearance table. We did together.
We bought them together. Roy came in on Saturday and he bought this little single pen case. I thought, that's really cool. Like, I didn't even know we had it. So.
Maybe you should spend more time in the store with David.
I would like to do that.
I know. So anyway, tons of stuff on clearance. It's just time to let some of this stuff go because we need to make room for a lot of this stuff that's coming in. Including...
I'm just going to hold this up here for you that are watching it. You'll be able to see what that says.
What's that say?
I don't know. It's not in English.
It says, holy cow, really cool ink. That's what it says.
It's maybe the longest word I've ever seen. Vulpen Spezialzak. There's like, there must be 23 letters in that.
Ackerman Ink is now in Appleton.
It is slowly trickling in. They're shipping us a box like every 4 days. We get a new box from the Netherlands.
So we don't have it all in yet. Do we have it all up on the site?
It is all up. I got to work on the images, but...
So fill out the back in stock notice, and as soon as we get whatever particular color you're looking for in, you will get a notice with a link. But these are those really cool bottles.
Yeah, here's the marble. This is why these are so famous. So it's got a very unique bottle, and this is the small size. They used to make a 150 milliliter bottle, which is just obnoxiously large. This is a nice. It's a 60 milliliter bottle, decent size, but it's got this little bit top thing on here, and it's got a little glass ball in it. So you tip it upside down, and the ink comes out, and then. You flip it up, and then now your whole top part here has got ink in it, and then you can fill from that. And the glass ball, you know, keeps the ink up in the top. So
here's a big one.
You got the big one?
I have three.
You have three. Yeah, so that's huge. That's like, I mean, it's almost three times the size, of course. But
yeah, it's cool. But same thing, flip it over, flip it down. These are phenomenal bottles. We are sampling these up. And there are some empty bottles. There should be a couple left. I had somebody buy several today of the empty ones. These are great, absolutely great. We're very excited.
Yeah, and they're just an all around nice. I like that the bottle is very well designed. Even the top is kind of a it's a plastic cap, but it's almost rubbery. So it gives you a good grip. It's a good size. It's got some indents on the side to give you a real good grip on it.
Not all bottles do that.
Ackerman ships it to you taped, sealed. There's peanuts inside the box. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, and then they wrapped all of the boxes together. It was really something else, so.
Yeah, each individual bottle has basically electrical tape around where the cap meets the bottle, and then it's sealed in a plastic bag, which is then tied and twisted, and then inside the box, and they put peanuts in there as well. So incredibly well packed.
Yeah, short of like getting run over by a truck, this thing is not going to leak in transit. I mean, we always wrap all our ink in bags, and this is like ready to go. So
yeah, little bit of bubble wrap and pop it in the box and done. Pretty colors, and they're really awesome bottle. You can't go wrong.
So we got our first shipment in on Saturday. We got another shipment coming in a couple days, and then they're
every couple days.
Yeah. So. It's eventually coming in, so some of it's already up. There it is. So Ackerman Ink.
Very cool.
I think we have five colors in stock.
With probably another 10 or 15 coming in a couple different times later this week. So just keep an eye. Eventually we will have all 31 colors once they all get here.
Yep. So. Another big news, of course.
We love Sailor.
Probably our favorite brand in the house. Sailor came out with some new stuff that finally just got here. The big news being, and I grabbed the wrong box. Apparently, I'm going to show you the wrong pen. The Sailor, here it is. It's not this pen. The 1911 Rialo Black with silver trim just came in. This is a pen that has been on my wish list since we got the announcement. When did we get the announcement? Was it
a while
November?
Back.
It was last year. So
yeah.
It's
worth the wait.
It's a nice pen. It's, you know, it's a 1911 large size piston filler, ink window. The silver trim looks gorgeous. Single tone, 21 karat nib. Really awesome. Really cool looking pen. That came in, and actually we accidentally ordered it twice. We have twice as many as we need. So maybe I can get mine earlier.
We'll see.
We'll see, right?
So you currently have the burgundy Rialo with the gold trim?
Yes, it only comes burgundy with gold trim, right? Yep.
Okay, and so you will need to get a black Rialo with silver trim.
Right? Well, yeah, I think so. There's a black with gold trim too, but the black with silver is just really striking. Really striking. Yeah.
All right. So just checking.
Other new arrivals. This is actually a new pen, I think, for us for this year. It was not in the catalog last year. It's gorgeous. It's really the Sailor Kabazaiku.
It's cool.
It's a cherry wood.
Cherry bark,
I'm sorry.
There's a difference.
And it's a flat top pen. Really gorgeous, different. If you turn it, you can see the grain on the wood, and really nice.
And you can actually feel the texture.
Yeah.
It's not over polished so that it's just perfectly smooth. You can feel some of the texture. It's just really warm, very organic in your hand.
Yep. 14 karat nib. The cap snaps onto the back end, which is really kind of a neat fixture. It has a little, little bit there that snaps back onto. Significant weight, actually, for a Sailor pen. Sailor pens are typically very lightweight. This is a gorgeous pen. It's really, really nice. Comes in a beautiful presentation box with a bottle of ink.
The box is gorgeous. It's a nice, beautiful, bigger wood box. Feels like wood. Gorgeous silk lined. I think you took a picture of it, right?
I did. I slapped it.
Satin lined, and it's got the bottle of ink.
Got a bottle of ink in it. Yeah, it comes with a bottle of Sailor Black.
It's a great presentation. It would make a wonderful gift for someone.
It would. So if anybody's looking to give a gift,
exactly.
Father's Day is coming, graduation.
Just because,
right? And we also got, I'm just moving right along, this guy. And this is really a gorgeous pen.
What is this?
This is the Sailor Imperial Black Pro Gear.
The Stealth.
Yeah. Cool. Is that ruthenium trim? 21 karat nib. Really kind of a matte finish.
I knew that it would be cool, but it's really impressive in your hand.
It's so neat.
Sleeker and stealthier than I thought it would be.
Yep.
I mean, I don't know why I was surprised. Sailor does a phenomenal job. But it's a little different from most of the other things that they do. So this is a cool one.
Yeah, it's a little more trendy per se than anything else. But it's a neat looking pen. I like it a lot. I would make you a deal, maybe. you keep the Kabazaiku, and I'll keep the Imperial Black, and I think the whole.
What? I think the Kabazaiku might be too big for me.
It might be. I kind of like it, so I'll take it. That's fine.
I think Steph might fight you for it.
He might, yeah.
Steph arm wrestles you, you lose.
I'm toast.
Yeah.
A couple other new additions. I counted yesterday. We now have 27 different models and colors in Sailor. So,
but not 27 different pens. We've got
no.
450
yeah,
some odd pens.
Four or five dozen at least.
Yeah, awesome.
But different, you know, so the 1911 We just got in the 1911 standard and a demonstrator with gold trim, really cool looking pen.
That's cool.
Pro Gear Slim in white. I think you have one in
I have the
Frambois.
Yes. It's a cool color. It's actually very difficult to describe. It's not red. It's not pink.
Well, it looks red, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it's not fire engine red. It's not burgundy. It's not really raspberry. It's very cool.
It's a nice, nice
look. It's certainly in the red family. It may have to, you know.
Well, yeah. You just got a sailor. I don't know. So we keep expanding the sailor offerings, and so it was a good week for sailor. So we got some fun.
It
new
was
stuff.
A very good week.
Some of it's up, some of it's not, but it will get there. It definitely will be with us at the Raleigh Pen Show, which is coming up.
Yes.
In, what, 3 weeks?
Yes.
So. Last but maybe not least, we got some new stuff in today that should be up soon. Karen,
yep, I've got some of it up already, not all of it, but I'm going to be working on it after the podcast. We saw these when our rep came to see us, and I got to tell you, these are gorgeous for a dip pen. These are amazing, beautiful,
oh, that's nice, yeah.
And it's got flattened areas on the barrel here so that not only can you hold it, but it also won't roll off the table. It's absolutely beautiful.
And there's two of those, right?
There are. There's a rosewood and a black, I believe.
Yeah, nice yeah. looking. And they're long. They're
very longer than most of the other ones.
Close to 12 inches.
Yes. Yeah, the nib's nice and flexible. Just really, and I don't have the price in front of me, but these are really,
real
we were
affordable.
Shocked at how affordable they were.
I thought they would be about three times the price of what they actually were. So.
Yes. Yes. So these were wonderful.
So, cool. And what else? What else you got?
We saw these again in the catalog, and then we got to see samples when Sue came to see us. We got some really cool, and again, help me out, people. Brian's going to talk about ballpoints.
I'm not talking about ballpoints.
These are from the 849 line. Just a really nice six-sided click-action ballpoint, but in a nice girth, awesome clip. Flexible clip, so it slides in and out of your pocket or a pen case. I hate it when my pens won't slide into my pen case.
Does that mean it has line variation? It's a flexible.
Yeah, it's no. flexible.
It's a classic Caran d'Ache ballpoint, you know, mechanical pencil style. In fact, everybody copies them.
You know, yeah,
they copy the clip, they copy everything. So it's classic. It's been how many years? Long time. 100 yeah. years. Caran d'Ache has been in business for 100 years. So,
but we got some of those in. Fun colors. You've got the metallic X line, the classic line, and the fluorescent line. So you've got some that are neon colors, some that are the metallic, and some that are just a glossy, you know, basic color.
Oh, you threw some at me here. These would make Han Solo proud, I think. he looked like Han Solo
in the description.
Look at this.
Yes, when he was frozen in carbonite. I even put that in the description.
And it's cool. So, and they have a couple of these that just they come in a case, and then they have a nice different pattern in them. So, kind of neat.
Doesn't that remind you of Han Solo?
It does. Yeah, that's what I said.
Got the profile.
Then there's one in gold, which is kind of cool. That's for the person who's got everything.
It's not real gold.
That's not gold, no, but it's gold colored. But and then what? I've got one more pen here.
You've got the Alchemix.
And this also comes in one of these cool Han Solo cases. That's what I'm going to call it now. Han Solo cases.
Yep.
And this is, what is this?
This is the Alchemix.
And it's got a cool finish on it. Like a texture.
You and Dave were really jonesing over these things.
Ballpoint. Don't we have a couple more of these coming in? It's kind of a neat looking pen.
We have several coming in, yeah.
It's neat. It's big. It's faceted. It's substantial. It's not too heavy, but it's substantial in size. So that's what's new in the store. Just a reminder: some discontinued Visconti items, Van Gogh, Sunflowers, and Rumen Arles and Salvador Dali are all discontinued. So what's left is what's left. So,
and
I think we got the last of those. What's that?
The Wall Street's gone?
Wall Street is gone. Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Awesome.
What else we got? Anything else?
No, I think that's enough of the infomercial type thing, which, you know, we hate.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But look, my mom's in the chat. Everybody say hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
No, we've just been working to get the store rearranged and some mid-season inventory. We're home for a month. We're just trying to do some spot inventory with all the new product, all the old product. We're home for a month, so we're just trying to clean up and clear out and all that stuff. It's nice to be home.
It is for a couple more weeks, and then one more show, and we'll have five tables in Raleigh this year.
Yes.
Which is nice, little different location. Actually, if we're going to be in the same location, you know who's going to be right across from us?
No.
He's not going to go, though, is he? Pendleton Brown is usually right across from that spot.
He's not going to go.
He's not going to be there. Ugh. Killing me.
But Raleigh's coming up, and actually we had a call from somebody today who had a specific weekend in June. He wanted to know if we'd be there. So summer is totally the time. Wisconsin's warm and in the summer, so come on up and come to the store.
Yeah, so there it is. I think we'll cut it short. So.
I've got product to get up on the website.
We're still working on it. We'll have a special guest coming up in probably 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
We're looking at 2 weeks. And
that'll be fun.
Stay tuned for that. That's going to be fun.
All nibs all night.
Yeah, all nibs all night. and we won't go any further than that, but that'll be fun. So unless you have anything else you would like to chat about.
Nope, just a shout out to moms everywhere, whether you are a birth mom or an adopted or stepmom or a mom of fur babies. I hope y'all had a good happy Mother's Day and that at least you got to relax and take a little bit of time for yourself. Well, what about people who only have pets?
Okay.
What do you call Brooke?
She's a cat.
Okay, well, cat, dog, fish, whatever.
Okay.
Although fish don't have fur.
Fish don't have fur, yeah.
Thank God Wayne's not here. He'd call me out on that.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all it. Right. Don't forget the planner giveaway. Write to us.
So use your pens. Write to us at 10 East College Avenue, Suite 112A, Appleton, Wisconsin, 54911.
Check us out on Twitter, Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, all other social media as Anderson Pens.
The blog is blog.andersonpens.com.
Website is andersonpens.com.
And you can check out the social media for updates and new products or events in the store. Thanks much for listening to our podcast. Have a great week, everyone, and we'll see you next week.